You're listening to Props HR, an engaging startup. I'm your host, Cindy Windsor, along with my husband, Brad. We hope you'll follow our journey as a tech startup for employee recognition software with a social conscience. In addition to talking about our startup journey, we'll also talk about employee engagement and corporate charitable giving. If you'd like to learn more about our product, visit our website at propshr.com. Hi, I'm Cindy Windsor.
I'm Brad Windsor.
And we are excited to have a special guest on our show today. Ross Melbourne is one of the founders of Acquire, the company whose culture actually inspired us to create our peer recognition product. In addition, he's one of our awesome advisors. So welcome, Ross.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We really want to talk with you about the culture at Acquire and what it meant. Culture is so important for employee engagement right now. So tell us some of the core values that were at Acquire.
Yeah, we had... We did have a values and principles kind of document that we created that, you know, would highlight just in bullet points the things that we expected every new hire especially to kind of adhere to, and, you know, to make sure they agreed that these are the things that the kind of company they want to work for. But certainly along those were respect for others, you know, having a customer-centric approach to business. One of the most memorable aspects was a family-first aspect to the culture. And that's something that I would always talk to new recruits about in the interview process, that we used a family, had a family first approach to our business. And that was just, I think, really impactful. People always remembered that. And what it meant to people was that, you know, if they had a situation where they had to go to the doctor or they had to have to take a family member to the doctor, that they felt like they should do it, and we were expecting them to do it.
Yeah, and we actually followed through on it. It's easy to say family first, right? And then guilt someone if they
apply
it.
Yeah.
And we actually lived it. After I saw it a few times, I just said, okay, that's how it is. It also helped in recruiting a lot, because witnessing that, it was a great recruiting tool.
Yeah.
Because we lived it. I could give examples of guilt-free trips to the doctor.
I think it almost immediately spoke to what kind of company we had.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's interesting to hear from, you know, from your perspective, what impact it had, what it meant to your employees that worked for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, me personally, I was a single mom when I started at Acquire, and it was a very welcoming environment. In fact, I remember within like 2 months of starting to work there, my daughter had to have surgery, ear surgery, and it freaked me out because I was so new at the company and it was disconcerting. I didn't want to have to take off much work for this, but, you know, you made it very easy and you made it just, it's okay to do that.
No, but a previous job, ear infections actually were an issue.
Well, I mean, I will say my daughter had regular ear infections.
Yeah.
At the previous job, I had to miss like 7 days out of, let's say, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, I mean, they came down on me hard for that.
Yeah, it's not exactly.
Yeah. I think trust was another aspect of our, you know, corporate values. And we expected each employee to respect every other employee, even the, you know, somebody at the reception desk or answering phones should be treated the same out of respect as a senior executive in the company. I think that also played into, you know, trusting people as well. So respect and trust.
It did. And I remember in meetings, like, people felt very comfortable bringing up ideas in meetings because that trust was there.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be shot down. I remember several times we would have meetings where everyone would just throw out ideas and no one would be shut down because it was a way to innovate. It was a way to bring different perspectives.
Yeah. But back on the family first and this trust factor, I think ultimately a business has to make money. And so your policies and values have to end up, you know, generating profits. Otherwise, you know, you don't stay in business. So I do understand all the demands on a business. For us, it was very straightforward, is that, you know, your employees are the most valuable assets you have. I mean, we were a knowledge company, we were a software company. Your employees are the most valuable assets you have. To get the most productivity, you need to show them the most respect and also value what's most valuable to them, which is their family. And, you know, in all the years that you guys, we all worked together, I cannot think of a single time that an employee abused that family first approach. And yet every person that came and worked for us they immediately told them what type of company we were. And I think that attracted the best and the brightest. For me, it was a very important strategic decision to make, but also it was just the right thing to do, right?
Well, and the retention, employee retention was amazing. You know, you couldn't get people to leave Aguirre. Yeah. Like, you know, everyone loved it.
Yeah, I had one senior kind of HR professional tell me that the retention rate at Aguirre was ridiculous. And in a way, he was being both complimentary and also saying, you know, you need a higher turnover rate than that. But so that begs the question, why did we have such a high retention rate? And I think it was because people felt trusted and respected, and they knew that we valued their family. But I think there was another component to that, which kind of came out of the culture, which was employee recognition. Mm-hmm. And I think that we had an employee recognition program that you guys will remember, and it was grown organically out of the company, and it was called the STARS program. The STARS program was basically, you know, one employee recognizing another employee and could give them a star. And it was a physical piece of paper that got put on their desk or, you know, or somewhere in their office. And the star basically said, I recognize you, fellow employee, as doing a good job. Mm-hmm. And something that either you helped me with, or I just recognize you've done something really, really good. I think that that was just more successful than I ever thought it would be. And I was really impressed with how that blossomed and the fact that it was run by the employees.
Well, and it was amazing to walk down the hallway. You could see people's stars on their doors, have pieces of paper, and you could read what they're about. And then the communication around that recognition was wonderful because every month in monthly meetings, y'all would talk about everyone. Yeah. You would socialize it. Yeah. Every person who got a star was listed. Yeah. And then the people who got like the most
people liked it.
Would receive some type of extra award. And it was cool. People really, it meant something. It wasn't just, okay, here's a quick email, thanks.
Yeah. When you guys came up with the Props HR concept, and now you have a product which emulates the best parts of that STARS program, mm-hmm. it's exciting to me because I think every company needs to have a peer recognition system within the company because that recognition is the most coveted. If your peers within the company recognize what you're doing, and then your boss and your boss's boss gets to see that, that to me is the best type of recognition, and it's worth an enormous amount to people, and it means something to them.
Well, you feel valued. Yeah. You feel valued and appreciated, and it just makes you want to continue doing that type of work.
And I was also impressed with how it always was done in a lighthearted manner, and it was never any animosity about somebody getting a star. It was always very lighthearted.
Those were popularity contests or anything. They were never hard feelings.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Ever. Ever. No.
So I really think that was one of the kind of crowning jewels for the Aguirre culture was that, you know, peer recognition program.
Well, it inspired a new product.
It
Hello.
Did. Yeah. And you guys have, you know, I feel like you've taken that forwards and it will live on forever now through Props HR.
Well, you know, and the reason it inspired this is I've worked for several companies in the course of my career, and most have had some kind of recognition system. This is the only one I've ever seen that was used. I would say it's the only one that worked, because if it's not being used, it's not really working. And this wasn't even automatic, but it's the only one I've seen consistently used. I even used it.
I think it is an important piece to culture.
Yeah.
Bringing it back to that culture, when people feel valued, they feel more part of that company. Some other great aspects of the culture I remember at Aguirre was customer first.
Yeah, absolutely. The customer first philosophy and value, I think, really helped people on a day-to-day basis because our customers loved us. And I think the other part is that if you want your employees to treat your customers with a great deal of respect and highly value them, you have to do the same for your employees. So you first, as a company, have to treat your employees and put them up on a pedestal, make sure you recognize them and make them feel rewarded. And they in turn will turn that around and pay it forward to the customers. And at Aguirre, you know, I think we achieved that. But one of the most important things was in this situation where you were faced with either I finish a project deadline that's, you know, my boss is expecting of me, or do I work on this customer problem? Everyone knew in Aguirre that you worked on that customer problem first. Mm-hmm. But it didn't matter. That came first. And we always gave that customer's highest priority, and no one ever got in trouble because they, you know, stopped what they were doing and worked on that customer problem. I'm not sure how many organizations believe that or even think that that's actually a culture aspect and not just a documentary procedural thing.
Right. How do you think that y'all were so successful in permeating that culture throughout the organization?
Two layers of management, yeah. Right? There's people between you.
Well, I've got to give, you know, props and recognition to Lois Melbourne for that. I think Lois did a fantastic job of making sure that the cultural aspects of Acquire were mentioned in lots of communications, but also all the company meetings. We had this kind of rhythm of corporate meetings where gatherings of employees, and she would always weave into those gatherings the values and principles of the company. To reinforce them all and to make sure it was proceduralized in the hiring processes and in the employee handbook and in the whole recruiting we did. So, you know, my hat is off to her for making that work.
And something else that I thought was great, because right now, you know, you hear so much about learning and how important learning is. You know, 10 years ago, we had domain knowledge was actually a
yes.
part of the culture at Acquire.
Yeah, it really became evident to me as we grew larger. You know, we had people working on products and people supporting customers, but we had also people working in the company which had no kind of influence or their job did not involve the business of the customer, which in our case was human resources and employee
really,
and talent
yeah.
management mm-hmm. And eventually analytics. We really wanted to have a program which encouraged everyone to become a domain expert in our own industry. So it wasn't just salespeople and customer-facing people. We wanted everyone behind the scenes to be domain experts as well. And so that that program of domain credits was born. And we expected people to educate themselves and educate others for these things called domain credits, and that was part of the whole employee review program as well. So the reason why it worked was because, you know, Lois Melbourne, which was our CEO, she institutionalized it and she lived and breathed it, and she made sure that program didn't die. It was initially met with resistance because this is additional work people had to do, but then eventually people understood it. It's like, yeah, this is the stuff our customers do every day. So the more we understand it, the better we can serve them.
So I think we established that Acquire had a very good culture. What were some of the tangible benefits?
Well, I think in recruiting the best and the brightest, we got a lot of referrals.
Yeah.
The employees that work for you that were referrals, they were some of the best people we ever hired.
Yeah.
And so how do you get referrals? Well, you get referrals by people really loving the job they have mm-hmm. and where they work. It helped that we did have cool things to work on. But there were times where we had some legacy technology that we had to find people to work on that. We were able to do that because we could attract people that wanted to work for us, a place that they feel recognized and rewarded, and also enjoy their fellow employees, their workmates.
So Ross, what do you feel like the benefits were to having this type of culture, like from the customer's perspective?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the fundamental benefit to our customers was the great Acquire employees. They loved our people. And we would hear this again and again from both the sales organization as well as the support organization, that the customers would repeatedly tell us the reason why we won their business was we had the best people.
Integrity, right? It was honesty and integrity.
Yes,
really,
and by the
saw.
And when we dug into it, you know, what do you mean we've got the best people? Well, I felt we could trust them, you know, the more they worked harder to give us the right information, focused on our needs versus just selling to us. So I think that those are the reasons. And, you know, and I have to add that, you know, I was responsible for products at Acquire. So I was really keenly trying to make sure that customers bought our products because they were the best products in the market and they had the right features and they had unique things that the customer needed. And while that was certainly a very big part of our success, the thing that would come up again and again was that our customers loved our employees. It begs the question, well, why? Why and how did we get those employees? I think the key reason was our corporate culture. Attracted the best kind of people. So when you think about it, if you have employees that enjoy their work, feel like they're being respected and trusted, working for a company that values what they value, which mm-hmm. is their family, and not just completely dominating the time of that employee, then they in turn pass that along to their customer and put the customer first. And I think that's what happened.
I remember many times putting aside projects to help with if there was a customer issue that arose, we wanted to take care of that as quickly as possible.
And whenever, and obviously you're responsible for all the quality assurance at Acquire. And when you had employees that were pulled into a customer issue to test something, you never said, well, hold on, why isn't this testing on the next product finished, right? You knew that they were doing the right thing.
Well, it's the immediate concern. The customer, they have paid for our product. We want them to have the best experience possible. Yeah. And if there's some type of bug or issue in our product, we want to help them get through that as quickly as possible.
Yeah, support was great too. You know, developers love to say that's a feature, or you're not using it right. And support, they were true customer advocates. We were too, actually, on the development team. But they, while being very friendly, would not take the, that's a feature. they really advocated for the customer a lot. And the sales blew my mind too, because we were always hearing about how honest and how much integrity our sales force had, which is refreshing in sales. They never tore down the competition.
Yes.
We didn't sneak questions into RFPs to wreck the competition. And the competition did all these things, actually. We also didn't copy the competition, just on a whole different subject. We didn't copy their ideas much.
Well, how do you feel like this culture helped with the bottom line?
I think that's the missing realization for so many companies. Not only is this a great way to attract the best and the brightest in your company and to have the best customer-centric attitudes and support you can get, it also means that you'll make more money and you'll be more profitable fundamentally because you're going to sell more products and keep happier customers. So you've got customer retention, which adds to the bottom line. And then you also have employee retention, which adds to the bottom line. Yeah. Because if you don't have to keep rehiring people and retraining people and losing all your knowledge out the door, mm-hmm. then having a culture that keeps people around for a long time and also attracts people, like we mentioned, through referrals, it just all makes perfect sense. And I'll have to be honest that I was really, really glad that so few companies got it. I mean, in business, you're competitive, right? You're in business to win business and be competitive. And quite honestly, I was happy that, that sounds bad, but I was happy that so few other companies out there had the same kind of culture. I was almost kind of shocked that they didn't, because it's so obvious that if you did this, you would end up with a winning formula. But it was to our advantage that those companies didn't, because so often employees would come work for us and be just almost gushing that it was such a great place to work. And also, you know, our customers would recognize that culture. We had an annual customer event where our customers would come to an Acquire conference. Many, many times we got feedback from those customers about how wonderful our culture was. One time we even got asked, could we go and consult with them for their culture?
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Try and improve their culture, yeah. I won't mention the toothpaste manufacturer's name, but they were a big, great customer, and they wanted to know what our secrets were, which I guess you're learning now. Well, you already knew this.
Yeah. As a manager there, the culture made our lives, sitting there, we're both managers there for, in my case, 10 years. It made my life so much easier not worrying about who's quitting. The only time I spent money and effort on recruiting was to grow the team. I think I had one person leave the entire time.
Yeah.
And he's now a doctor. He left to be a physician.
Started
a career change, that's all. It wasn't our fault. Yeah. It made life so much easier. Not constantly recruiting, not constantly retraining. And I think too much churn is hard on a team. Yeah. You know, teams liked each other a lot.
So the other part, I think, about culture, which was never really... I don't think we ever stated fairness in the values and principles guidelines. But I would always tell people that fairness not only needs to be done, it needs to be seen to be done. And what that means is that people not only need to believe that they're going to be treated fairly in all cases, mm-hmm. but they need to see other employees getting treated fairly. So when that particular employee left to become an ER doctor, you know, go through a long educational process. I should say that I also gave him the flexibility to do his pre-med courses at Glass.
Yeah.
So, one of the highly valued developer for us, give him time off or flexible work schedule so he can do pre-med. And then when he finally passed all those classes to say, you know, I've got to go become a doctor now, we supported him. We all supported all the management team and the executives, even though it was an incredibly painful blow to us to lose
he was
this
amazing. He was an amazing
star
resource.
Developer.
Yes.
But we supported him.
He referred us to his replacement, who was an excellent replacement.
Yes, he did. So it just all makes sense. It all makes sense to be, to be treat people fairly and to be seen to be treating them fairly.
So do you have any regrets about something you did or didn't do pertaining to culture at Acquire?
I think that the homegrown recognition program, which Props HR was born out of, I think that was such a success that I look back and I'm like, Lois and I should have started that much, much earlier. But I'm proud of the fact that we set the foundation of values and principles for the culture, that could then the employees could create their own peer recognition system, which became it was employee run, employee led. It almost seemed to work better that way, quite honestly, than if it had been born out of a management exercise.
And decentralized.
It was decentralized, and perhaps we would have done it differently and may not have been as successful. So
there are no barriers in it.
There
was no approval process. There was nothing to prevent the recognition from going across. It was simple, So there are no failure points. Everyone got the recognition when it was sent.
The other thing is respecting people's time. Respect for other individuals, but also respect for their time led us to meeting mechanics. Meeting mechanics was an important thing. Brad was mentioning the other day that people at Acquire didn't turn up late to meetings, and then the meetings were completed on time. And that's all fundamentally about respect for everyone's time in the meeting and the people that need the meeting room after you. And when you don't have good discipline around those things, it can show disrespect. So that was a very important part of the culture.
Well, you and Lois certainly led by example, because I know I never remember a time that either of you were late to meetings that were being held.
Yeah, I could go into detail. A couple simple rules: show up a couple minutes early and plug your junk in. End the meeting on time. Let the next person start. Okay.
Let's not say junk.
Yeah, let's not plug our junk in.
Okay.
But, when you think about approaches, say, if you're in a situation where people are turning up consistently late to meetings, do you take a big stick approach and whack them when that happens, which, doesn't really add to the culture of the company or morale? How can you tackle that? But I think by stating in the meeting that we want to respect everyone's time, and if you do turn up late, you apologize for that. Or if you want to wrap up a meeting, I would always say, okay, I want to wrap this up. We've got a hard stop in X number of minutes to be respectful to everyone's time. And if that becomes part of the vernacular, then I think it really cements in that this whole respect for other people and their time. So perhaps that's an interesting takeaway for people.
Yeah, there's actually two sides to being late to a meeting. You're not just wasting the time of the people who are there. You're probably irritating them. So you're wasting valuable time and probably annoying the people at the same time. It's kind of a double hit. It annoys me when someone's 8 minutes late and I've been there the whole time.
Okay, I think this is probably a good stopping point.
Sure.
I would like to thank you and Lois, of course, although she's not here, but I want to thank both of you for providing such a great culture at that company, because it really was inspiration for us and it gave us many years of a wonderful work environment.
Yeah, we've seen other cultures. That was the top culture that I've seen.
Yep.
I'd like to give props to Linda Brown.
And Holly Zenios.
That's right, for running the STARS program at Acquire.
Because it wasn't actually a system. There was no software. It was humans. Them.
That's right.
And they did it of their own accord. They weren't asked to do it. They just thought this would be a good idea. And they did a phenomenal job at that. And then, we put it into all the company meetings that we would recognize who got the stars that month, who got employee recognition from other employees, peer recognition, and why. And so it was very visible to everyone.
Yes.
And so everyone wanted to get stars. And it also felt good to give stars.
It did.
Yeah, and even, obviously, even the crankiest people like getting a star.
Exactly.
Works for everybody. You really can't miss with something like that.
That's right. Thanks so much for tuning in. And Ross, thanks so much for your input on this.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me. It was great fun talking about the old times. And I'm just really proud of you and Brad continuing that Acquire culture into the Props HR product and making it so easy to use. And it's really a no-brainer. It's like, if we had had that back in the day, we definitely would have used that, and I think it would still be used today.
Very cool. Yeah. All right, stay sassy, everyone. Right.
Bye-bye, people of the internet.
Thank you for listening to Props HR, an Engaging Startup. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll follow our podcast and check out our website at propshr.com. Do you have a question about our startup or employee engagement software? Email us at info@propshr.com or tweet a question to us at propshr using #propshrpodcast.